This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio at 92.9 The Game. We are live from McDonald's in Conyers on Highway 138. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Slim is keeping us on air with Dylan back at the station. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm.
Mike Mafia!
We do have some Mike Mafia members here today, along with a lot of Squid Nation as well.
Make sure you pay him that $20 you promised him, Mike.
Yeah, check's in the mail. Check's in the mail. No doubt about it, man. But we love it. It's good stuff. Been all morning. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been so busy out here at McDonald's. If you're in the Conyers area, please stop by. It's the location off of Highway 138. You cannot miss us as soon as you walk in the door. So please come by, say hi. We do have fair or foul on deck. It is foul, rhymes with vowel.
I was going to say that's a form of bird.
For right now, Mike and Bo are going to make their picks for the week. They know 4 of 5 of the picks they have. My random one will be interesting. But Dylan, go give us a little history. What is the record for these fellas?
All right. Overall record, Mike Johnson, you are currently 14-9-1. You went 3-2 last week. Bo, you also went 3-2 last week. Your record, 15-8. So these guys doing very well. I will give you all your props. Y'all have killed picks this year. So kudos to y'all for that. And Mike and Bo, y'all doing a little head-to-head competition. Mike, after a slow start, you're nipping at the heels of one Bo Morgan right now.
Coming up hot.
Yeah, I'm all about the success of the show.
Yeah, is that what it is?
All right, so the first college game we have that you got to pick from is number 5 Ole Miss at number 9 Georgia. UGA favored by 7.5. Over-under is 54.5.
Yeah, I am going to make this very simple. I'm going with Georgia minus the points. I have a lot of respect for what Lane Kiffin is, what Ole Miss is. But like I talked about earlier, very few times have we seen the opportunity for Kirby Smart to avenge a regular season loss. We just haven't seen it, or really many losses at all. But very few times have we seen in the last 5-6 years the ability of Kirby Smart to come back after a loss and play it again the next year. I think he's going to be out for blood in this one.
I'm going completely against you, man. I think that is – I listened to all of that, and I went through all of that in my head. 7 is a big number against a team like Ole Miss, and I think Ole Miss is pretty complete for the most part. I'm not sold in Georgia's offense, and I'm not sold the way they've started games, home or away. And I think that unlike Auburn, if you start out slow against Ole Miss, they can put points up, and they can create a deficit. I do think that Georgia wins the game, but I think Ole Miss covers the 7.
All right, next game is number 11, Tennessee, at number 6, Alabama. Alabama is favored at 8.5. Over-under is 59.5.
Yeah, I think Alabama wins this game, but I think that the over comes into play. Tennessee has scored I think they've scored 30 or more points in every game this year. And Alabama almost cost me last week against Missouri on the road with the under. And it was what? It was like 52.5, I think, or 51.5.
Yeah, it was close.
And this week, it was 51.5, I believe. And this week, I'm taking the over. Just a big, big number. And it almost steered me to the under, but nah, I think the points will be scored.
Fight. I'm going with the under in this game. And here's why. I completely agree with your assessment of both offenses against the defenses. I think Bama will play much like they have the last 3 weeks, ball control and offense. And I think they'll try to keep the ball out of the hands of Tennessee. Can Joey Aguilar hit a deep play early? I think that's going to set the tone for the entire matchup if he can hit Bama over the top early in the game. It does look like Bama is phasing out their starting corner for the last 2 years. Damani Jackson starting to play other players in that role. So that'll be something to look at. You'll probably see a freshman starting corner this weekend. But nonetheless, I think that I'm going to take the under in this one. I think under 59.5 is where my play is.
Moving over to the NFL, we've got Commanders at Cowboys. Washington is favored by 1.5. The over-under is 54.5.
I'll go first. I'm going to take the over in this one. I think the 54.5 is a huge number, and I think it's a huge number for a reason. Vegas knows best. I think Dak has been an MVP candidate this year. He is not going to get the love because of his defense. His defense is bad. His defense gives up a lot of points. I haven't seen the Jaden Daniels recently that we saw last year, but I think this is the opportunity against this defense to get back on it. If you're Jaden Daniels, I'll take the over 54.5.
Yeah, if Rico Dowdle can run on this defense and have a 200-something all-purpose yards, I don't see why Washington can't find ways as good as Kingsbury's been this year. I think Cliff Kingsbury's taken a huge step forward as far as creativity this year. I'm with you. I'm the over as well. George Pickens is playing like a man that won't be in Dallas next year, and because I think he's going to earn some type of like 3-year deal. I'm not going to get Jamar Chase deal, but this is the best this is the happiest I've ever seen George Pickens. Maybe it's because CeeDee Lamb's out. I don't know.
I was going to say, I think CeeDee's coming back. We'll see.
but I just think he played, you know, all the talk about how good J.C. Horn was and the Panther, Mike Jackson, neither one of those guys could cover George Pickens last week. So I take the over as well.
All right. Last NFL game, Colts at Chargers. L.A. is favored by 1.5. Over-under is 48.5.
This is a hateful, hateful, hateful thing for Dylan to do, to put this game on here.
That's a tough one, dude.
Because this is virtually – I think this is a pick 'em. The only reason why I'm taking the Colts getting the points is because I'm not sure if the Chargers, as banged up as they are, can win this game. And I think the Colts are really, really hot right now. I have no feel for this game. So I'll take what I think is the healthier, better team, which is the Colts getting 1.5 on the road.
I'm with you on your assessment. I actually took the over because and this is the alignment. I mean, Joe Alt is supposed to be back, the left tackle. Remember, they were missing both of their tackles for a few games. Joe Alt is scheduled to come back in this one. They're still missing Omarion Hampton. But I think Indiana Jones and the Colts, I think their offense is dynamic right now. So I'm going to take the over in that one. I'm going to expect the Chargers to score at least a few points, but I think the Colts win the game, and I think the Colts secure the over. If I could take the team total of just the Colts, which is probably in the 28 range, I'd probably take that over, but I'll take the over for the full game at 48.5.
I think this game could be I think this game could have around 45 points scored.
All right, Allie, go gentle on this bonus one. I don't like the look on your face.
For this random pick, Kennesaw State has a bye week, so it's not going to be Kennesaw State. For the Georgia Southern, Georgia State game this weekend.
Oh.
The line has Georgia Southern as a 6.5 favorite with the over-under set at 59.5.
You said Southern's a 6.5-point favorite?
Yes.
Love the rivalry pick, just by the way, by you, Ali. Love that rivalry pick.
No. Dang, but yeah, I agree.
This game is in Statesboro.
Should have seen it coming.
Yes, it is.
That much I know.
I'm making you go first.
What's the over-under again?
59.5, and Georgia Southern is favored by 6.5.
Man, I'm gonna go with Georgia State. And
as you're scratching your neck nervously.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to go with Georgia State. Maybe it's one of those, you know, road upset things where you get a rivalry game. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm going to break it down, but I'll go with Georgia State plus the points.
Yeah, look, neither one of these teams are having banner seasons, but I don't like what Georgia State put on the field last week. I'm taking Southern to cover.
We've got
to
make him go. That's what I'm saying. We've got to make him go first.
Yeah.
Because all he does is sit over there and see how fast his fingers can move on the Google.
And his mobile space station over there.
Well, I already knew some of that.
Brought his own mouse.
I literally hang out with two Georgia Southern grads and a Georgia State grad. So I kind of knew some of this.
Well, speaking of college football, today we are in Athens ahead of Saturday's big game between Georgia and Ole Miss. Join Dukes and Bell at Grindhouse on Lumpkin Street for a special broadcast from 2 to 6. They're going to have special guests plus a preview of all the weekend's pro and college football action. Again, it's 2 to 6 at Grindhouse on Lumpkin Street in Athens on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And as a reminder, today's Fair Foul is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I'm going to probably do just that tonight. I feel like it's a wing night at my house.
Very nice. Yeah. Wing night, Friday night. I get it. All right, first up, Bo, you're going first on this because I don't want you researching things. Fair or foul? Here, and you've already heard this one. Drake London will have more receptions than the entire Falcons offense combined on Sunday.
I think that's foul. I think that they're – look, game plans dictate, coverages dictate what you do and how much one guy gets the ball, and every week is different. I do think Drake is the 9-to-5 is the combination, but it has to be foul for me. You know, Bijan's going to get his fair share. I do think that Casey Washington's going to get more. Mike is onto something with Kyle Pitts as well, so I think it's foul. And look, don't think they're not going to know that Drake London's the number one receiver either, and that their thing is going to be, hey, don't let him throw to five, because throw to five make him spread the ball around. That's what. Is if the more Michael Penix gets locked in on Drake London and Bijan, the more teams are going to say, make everyone else beat us.
Yeah, I hope this is foul, but I'm going to say it's fair. Because you look at last week, Drake had 10 catches. The combination of Bijan, Kyle Pitts, and Tyler Algier combined for 10 catches. That was the rest of the team. That's why this is a really good question. But Drake also had 6 more targets than that. And so you targeted him 16 times. And, you know, you throw Casey Washington in there who didn't have a catch but was targeted twice. I don't know. It kind of evens out, but I'm gonna say it's fair because I think that Drake London playing that power slot role and attacking the middle of Saleh's defense is going to be a problem this weekend.
All right, fair or foul, Matt Olson will win a Gold Glove this season.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
It should be fair, but the way things go in the major leagues when it comes to postseason awards – and whether or not a team was in the playoffs or whether or not a team won their division, things like that, I feel like he might get screwed out of this, but it should be fair.
Moving on to fair or foul, if you could only – we went breakfast last time we were at a McDonald's, so we're going lunch. If you could only eat one burger for the rest of your life, it would be the Big Mac over the Quarter Pounder. Fair or foul?
That's foul. That's absolutely foul. And I have mad respect for the Big Mac. It's a classic. It's a staple. But if you're picking the Big Mac over the Quarter Pounder with cheese, you got issues, okay? You got issues. Let's just be honest here. The double Quarter Pounder with cheese is goated.
This is really hard for me because I think when the first time I went from, like, getting a kid's meal at McDonald's to like the Happy Meal to like getting a, you know, a big boy meal.
What age was that?
I don't know. Probably like 10, 9. I don't know. was the Big Mac. So Big Mac's personal, man. It's just like it's like the Hall of Fame, you know, for me.
There you go.
But I do love a quarter pounder with cheese.
Double quarter. All right, next question.
Yeah. Fair or foul, Bijan Robinson will be a real MVP contender by the end of this season.
God, I hope this is fair.
It's fair. He already is.
Well, not really. Yeah. If you look at the odds, he's not even like top 20.
Yeah, who cares about those odds?
I think that's what the question revolves around. I'm going to say no. Unfortunately, it's just a quarterback award. It's just a quarterback award. It's unfortunate because we've only seen it, what, three times in this century? So it's unfortunate, but I think he should be, but I don't think he will. I think, you know, you're going to see the classic candidates, Dak and Baker and Josh Allen and whoever else that'll come around.
Yeah, I mean, in the Matt Ryan MVP season, Julio had 83 catches for 1,400 yards with 6 touchdowns. But you go look at his 2015. He had 136 catches, 8 touchdowns, and almost 1,900 yards receiving. And he never got named. Now that was an eight and eight team. But he never got even named or mentioned. And You look at his 2018 season where he had similar to the 15, 113, 1,600 yards. I mean, Mike has a point, but I think Bijan is different. And when he has almost 1,000 yards receiving and almost 2,000 yards rushing, he might get looked at differently.
I just want to point out the fact she told you not to Google anything. So.
I did. There's nothing you can Google about this one. This one's all about gut feeling, and it might be below the belt. Is it fair or foul to give a friend grief over their beat-up bumper when it's been that way for over a year?
I think there's a law of diminishing returns here. It gets to a point where it gets weird, and you start feeling sorry for them. You know what I mean? I think it gets cringy after a while.
It's hard. I don't feel sorry for people that just refuse to do what needs to be done.
Can I say this real quick? I know we're up against it, so I'm going to say this. I got a big update when we come back.
Oh snap.
Big update when we come back, baby.
Should we make predictions on this?
Check something. If you trade the car in before you fix it, that does not count.
If your update is not that you have a schedule to get a new bumper this weekend, then I don't want the update, okay? Just leave it. I talked to the insurance claims company. Nah.
I'm very curious what –
You gotta wait.
Dylan's definition of a big update is. We'll find out. We've also got the wake-up call coming up, 404-726-0929. Do you have questions about Sunday's game, predictions on the score, how many touchdowns do the Falcons need? It is all on the table today. Call us right now, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next. Live with the morning shift from McDonald's in Conyers off Highway 138 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.